since he has returned from the IL on August 31st. Danny Jansen is batting 440 with 3 home runs, 9 extra base hits, 9 ribbies in 8 games. And we're very pleased to be joined by Jays catcher Danny Jansen. Danny, thanks so much for joining Kevin and myself. It's great to see you back here. Great to see you hitting the way you are. Look, I know you mentioned in a Zoom call that you went down to the minors when you were in the IL and you worked on your approach, keeping your head still, things of that nature. Is it as simple as that from where you are now?
For me, yeah. You know, I think, having the start that I had this year, obviously not the start I was hoping for. Having a lot of downtime, especially on the IL too, to kind of work on my swing in the cage, definitely helped me. But I think the biggest thing is for me personally, just to kind of get out of my own way at times. You know, I think that's a big thing for me. I think it's a big thing for everybody. It's kind of finding out how to get out of your own way. You know, majority of the time, it's not the swing, it's the approach, and it's seeing the ball as best you can and doing that, you know, trying to be still and limiting, you know, moves and stuff like that, and just trying to barrel the baseball. You know, that's the key, and that's the key for me.
Danny, is that going to be hard to maintain at the big league level? And the reason why I ask that is when I talk to John Snyder, it's a lot of advanced scouting for you guys. You know, he's throwing a lot at you guys to get, you know, your pitchers through games, and you're more worried about that part of it than you are maintaining what you've found out at the minor league level to bring it here. Is that going to be a hard transition for you to, you know, I need to separate a little time to go to the cage and continue keeping this going?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, one of my strengths is being able to separate the two games, right, with defense and offense.
Yeah.
So I try to pride myself on preparing the best I can defensively. You know, being a catcher, it's so important. And I have over the past, you know, year and a half or, you know, 2 seasons, I've given myself time to go to the cage, and sometimes too much time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something that only when I struggle and only to struggle, like, you kind of learn from it. And I think that's just me learning about myself at the big league level and learning the adjustments that I'm making. A lot of times aren't really physical, they're mental. And it's, you know, getting that through my head but still maintaining the 2 different games. You know, I love being a catcher. I love everything with the preparation, the advanced reporting, you know, being behind the plate in big situations. And I'm always going to be, you know, strong-minded for the defensive part of the game. But definitely finding out what really works for me in the cages, where it's limiting some swings, where it's not, you know, crushing myself in there, but it's getting what I need to do.
You know, Danny, one of the things we were talking about yesterday is the Rays have a guy who made the All-Star game in Mike Zunino, and a terrific defensive catcher and just hammers the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not asking you, do you think you could become Mike Zunino? But given the way this lineup is, do you ever kind of just think, you know, I can help this team by being as good as I am defensively and basically just going up and pulling the hell out of the ball? And you know, and if I hit, and I mean this with all due respect, I mean, if I hit 220 with 25 home runs, that's, and I'm playing good defense, that's pretty good. Like, I'm just wondering if there are guys in the game that you've looked at and you think, okay, maybe that's kind of where my happy zone would be.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, what you said, they're pulling the baseball, that's always been a strength of mine, and that's always been something that I'm not shied away from. I want to be, you know, using all the fields and stuff like that, but there's times where, you know, when I'm pulling the baseball, I feel like I'm at my best and getting the head out and doing things that helps with my timing when I pull the baseball. And you know, that's something that I've also learned. It's like, that's another part of like getting out of my own way. It's like, that's kind of who I am. And I feel like I can really take off from that and kind of, you know, finding myself. I feel like I'm on my way of doing that. And I really like the way Mike catches, and obviously he's hammering the ball. So I do think that I can do that. Absolutely.
You caught Jose Berríos not too long ago for the first time. What do you think of his stuff?
This stuff's great. His stuff is electric. He's got the sinker. You go back door with the sinker. You go sinker in. He's got great command of it. His slider, obviously, is it's an elite pitch. And he's got a changeup, too, that he can throw, kind of the righties and lefties. So, and also the four-seam fastball. He runs that up, you know, top of the zone. And he's got all sorts of weapons. And he's been a great addition. He's an awesome dude, great teammate. He's a competitor. And it's really fun to be behind the plate when he's on the mound.
Now, another guy that I've actually been dying to ask you about because you've caught him a lot, Hyunjin Ryu. We know about the forearm. You know, he had told us during his Zoom call that he decided to bring out the slider in the start before the last one. Could you tell us a little bit about one that process of deciding you're going to incorporate the slider more, how that came about, and two, what are you seeing with Hyunjin Ryu right now?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not like he's never had that pitch. We've had it in the reports. We've had it. I think we shied away from it. I think that he's got, you know, Ryu's got all sorts of weapons and all different quadrants of the zones. And I think that, you know, that Yankee game with some of those guys in there that we thought we can really get that slider down and in and really use it. It was really effective. And we kind of didn't shy away from it that start. So it's something that's kind of coming about where it's like, you know what, it's actually a really good pitch for him. It's something that we can really dive into, and he dives into, and he can see that, all right, that's a good candidate for that slider, and we can incorporate it more. I think he's getting a lot more feel of it. I think he's throwing it. Like I say, he's throwing it more from the last two starts we've been throwing it. So it's definitely a good pitch for him. And you know what? I mean, it was definitely, you know, a tougher start for him last time, but he's a pro, and he is already on to the next start. He's already diving into, for the Twins, and you know, he'll be just fine.
Danny, listen, we really appreciate you joining us. It's great to see you back. Really good to see you hitting. Keep it going, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure to be on here. Appreciate it.